James chapter 3, this is all about the tongue controlling our words, which is really difficult. My brothers, don't seek to be many teachers, knowing that we, that's teachers, will receive greater condemnation. For in many things we offend or make stumble everybody. If anyone does not offend in his words, that person is a perfect man and can control or bridle the whole body. So he's saying then that we all really upset people with our words at different times. And if we're honest, we all accept that I have upset people with my words. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. So he's saying that just by controlling your tongue, you can actually control the whole direction of your life. Just as a horse can be turned around by just yanking on this bit of metal that is put in its mouth. Look at the ships, which although they are so great and are driven by fierce winds, yet they are turned around with a very small rudder. That's the little thing that just directs the direction of the boat wherever the captain wants. And so the tongue is a very small member, and yet it boasts of great things. How great a matter is burnt up by a little bit of fire. Just start with a little bit of fire in a forest and you can burn it all down. And so it is with the tongue, that just a little tiny little piece of flesh in your mouth can actually stir up a huge amount of trouble. And the tongue is a fire. That's what the tongue is like in our body, and it defiles the whole body. Every kind of animal and birds and snakes and of things in the sea has been tamed by men. But the tongue, nobody can tame. It's an unruly evil full of deadly poison. So it's like a snake. So it's like you've got a little snake in your mouth that has got poison inside it. We use this to bless God, to praise God, even the Father, and with it to curse men who are made in the image of God. Out of the same mouth proceeds blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not so to be. So he says that because man is made in the image of God, we should not therefore curse man. So the fact that we are made in God's image means a lot. It means that therefore we should respect every human being. We should see the value and the meaning of the human person just because they're human. Because they are all made in the image of God. Out of the same mouth, he says, proceeds blessing and cursing, and that should not be. That you sing hymns to God and then you curse your brother, that shouldn't be. Does a fountain send out at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can a fig tree, my brothers, have olive berries on it? Can a vine have figs on it? So no fountain can send out both salt water and fresh water. Who is a wise man? And who's really got knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good way of life his works with the humility of wisdom. So true wisdom is humble. And unfortunately, there is a knowledge, Paul says, that puffs up. And the true wisdom is humble. And he talks about, therefore, meekness or humility of wisdom. But if you have bitter envying and argument in your hearts, do not glory and don't lie against the truth. So our hearts are our minds. And if our minds are full of envy and division and argument, he says we should be ashamed. Do not glory in that. Don't believe people who tell you that a life of continual argument about some particular point of interpretation of the Bible or against some particular false teacher or whatever, that is actually the way God wants you to be. It's not at all. It's not something to be proud of. You should be ashamed. This wisdom, he said, does not come from above. It doesn't come from God, but it's earthly. It's of the senses. It's of the devil. And the devil there is defined as not a dragon with horns and a tail, but that which is of the human senses, of the human nature.
It would be funny if the devil was real.
Well, I don't know if it would be fun. It would be a pretty hopeless battle if the devil was as people think it is, because you'd never win. You could never win. Because where envying and strife or argument is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that comes down from above, from God, is first of all pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be spoken with, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. So the true wisdom is a person who is easy to be spoken with, who loves peace, who is gentle. And not someone who says, oh, I'm not going to talk to you. I won't talk to you. I have a policy not to talk to you. That's not the way of wisdom. That's not the way of kindness. That's not the way of the Spirit of God. That is, in fact, the way of the devil, in the sense that that is the way of following your own human desires.